Jessica Wilson.
And we are...
Two Wild and Crafty Girls. Oh. And we messed it up. You were so slow today.
You'll have to watch the replay because I was
Oh my gosh. What happened there?
Because I was making fun of you in the video because you were not paying attention.
Excuse me, because you know why? I was working. I was typing up what the description was. So that way it was ready to rock and roll for us. Thank you very much. I was working.
And I was making fun of you. And then when I finished making fun of you, I looked at the time and I was like, oh, shoot. I went past the time. And so then I was like, well, I don't know what I say. And then I started and I'm like,
that's
why I was like all a mess. I was like, I'm a mess today.
Is she waiting for me?
If there were any question. And I feel like I'm getting worse and worse and worse as time progresses. I am really good about calendars and alarms, except for last week when I forgot
Easton. But wait, stop. Give yourself grace.
This is my dad. Who's calling me?
Who's calling me?
Nobody.
Listen, you have to give yourself grace because last week we had a meeting. So calm down. Give yourself grace. You have to give yourself grace because the month before we didn't. Because there was a event. So give yourself grace, Mom. Look at that face.
Listen, it's because I hear the words, but it makes no sense to me. Like, why should I have grace because of that?
Because you're human, I just feel a mess.
Like, it isn't just that. It's like so many other things. Like, that's just...
I don't know. Listen, we're rolling right into this. Like, I love that you, I actually love that that happened because
love
it was so unplanned.
Like crap.
No. Mm-hmm. I love that it happened the way that it did because it's rolling literally right into what our topic is today.
Because Jessica's been like, this is a worldwide, well, it's definitely a national, like, crisis. Shortage of certain medications, and it's all over the board. It's not just like one specific thing or it's all over the board. We're having like crisis making medicines, and Jessica's been out of medicine, and she was like not on her medicine for five days. And so we're like, let's talk about this because this is happening right now.
And it couldn't be just, I'm sure, there's no way that it's just me that this is happening to. This has got to be happening to so many people.
It's kids too, because I know I have friends who have kids, even my child, struggles getting their prescriptions for ADHD.
Right. And which we probably should have started that.
We should have
Why don't we talk about this? Guess what we're going to talk about today, guys?
We're talking about ADHD and why it makes us the way we are.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. I joke because I'm not diagnosed, but I tell you what, if I went to my doctor and I said, here are my struggles, I bet he would be like, Sarah, do you want to like check off those on the list? And there will be all in a row. Look at that.
Right. And it's funny, like, I didn't even know, like, I guess... Let me fill in a little bit because this was something like as I was writing in our little description that I was doing my work before we started.
Yeah.
This was something that happened on our hiatus during our hiatus. Like there's things that happened that we said to you guys during our first episode that things are going to come up that we're going to talk about and be like, oh yeah, this happened during that time. So we'll touch base on it. So, one of the things that happened was while on hiatus, we had I had a friend, one of our friends had come to visit and while visiting had commented about how I was running around like a lunatic doing my normal momming. That's literally what I called it. I'm momming, my momming routine. Like I'm in the kitchen and I'm trying to get little Brand's lunch ready and I was trying to feed Eddie and I was trying to get a load of laundry and I was trying to write a note to make sure that I set up a doctor's appointment, and then I refilled a prescription, and that I remembered to take out the food for dinner that night. And then I also remembered that I had to message somebody back, and then I had to do something else. But I literally was like a ping, like a pinball, like pinging me in different directions. And honestly, I always thought that was the way life was supposed to be. I never thought there was anything different. And I literally think back to grade school and high school, and I think of all the things that I had gone through, like the struggles that I had, and how I've had so many teachers make the comments about, you'll never amount to anything, and you know how to do is talk, and all you know how to do is this. Well, maybe because...
Hold on. Yeah. I cannot let you say that and move on. Like, that hurts me so bad.
And I don't mean, I'm sorry.
No, that a teacher would ever say that. I have to say that to you.
Yeah.
I could not imagine how awful a person must feel about themselves to say that about a child. I just can't. So you can go on, but I had to stop and be
thank you.
It's not okay.
Thank you.
Well, and you know what? That makes me want to cry. I can't.
I brought that up literally after I got, like, okay, wait, hold on. I'll come back. Remind me to touch base on that because.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I'm, like, I remember, like, literally trying to fill my coffee. Like, I'm literally running around my kitchen trying to get my creamer for my coffee. And also, oh, I have this paper because I got to remember to do this. But let me run back over here and grab this cup because I got to wash it. And, oh, I got to put toilet paper in the bathroom. Like, that's the way my morning was going. And he was like, can you just stop for 1 second and just tell me exactly what you're doing? And I'm like, I'm momming. He's like, no, you're running around like a lunatic. And I'm like, no, this is what we do. No, it's not what you do.
But so, it is.
It is. It, it I mean, is. It is what we do. Exactly. And long story short, that conversation led to, you literally have ADHD. Do you even realize that? And I'm like, no, I don't. So I contacted my doctor and I said, can I set up an appointment for just seeing if I have this thing called ADHD. So my doctor said, yeah, you know, it's, we can, because of all the, I don't know the medical lingo, because of the different specialists they have in my family doctor, they are able to like do that stuff. So I remember going into my family doctor and literally when I sat down, my family doctor, she was like, look, and oh, so what brings you in here today? And I was like, oh, you know, my friend said, and she's like, oh, to get a diagnosis of ADHD? Girl, I thought you already knew that you had ADHD and you just didn't want to do anything about it. And I was like, what? She's like, oh, I could tell the first time I met you that you had it. I just assumed you wanted nothing to do with it. And I was like,
wow.
Well, okay. And she's like, yeah, let's go through the test. But I'm going to tell you, just from knowing you, you've got it. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay. So literally, we started the test, and it's not like something you go through in like one day. Like, there's different things you have to go through. Like, there was like I'm going to say it wrong. I don't know if it's a psychological or a psychiatrist. I don't know the darn words. But there was like this long list of stuff that I had to go through, like answer these questions.
Yeah.
And then there was another thing I had to go through. And then, like, you have to go through getting an EKG. And, like, there's a bunch of stuff you got to go through. So after, it was about a month and a half that I went through like all of the things to finally get like the official, yeah, you have ADHD. So I was what, 42 and I'm diagnosed with ADHD and I'm like, what do I do with this? So she's like, okay, I'm going to write you a prescription and it was for Adderall. She's like, go get it filled. I want you to start taking it tomorrow. And it's going to be, we're going to do a trial and error because what she had said to me was, I think you're pretty significant with this, but I have to start you at the lowest dose because we have to see where you are. Let's see what works for you. So we get you on the right dose. Like, and I remember her telling me, I need you to tell me every single side effect you have. Okay. I remember thinking like, okay, I'm going to do this. And what do I even do with this knowledge? Like, knowing that I have it, I'm going to start it the next day and it's going to work instantly. Like, okay, we'll see really if it does. And I remember taking the lowest amount of Adderall and that next morning thinking, wonder what's going to happen. And like, I feel like within a half hour, 45 minutes, it kicked in. And I have a big, you've seen my island in the kitchen. I have that big yes. L-shaped island. Yes. And I remember having my laptop, as a matter of fact, set up upstairs and I literally sat for 4 hours without moving on a task, without my mind racing, thinking of, I got to be doing this, I got to be doing that. What's happening over there? I hear a sound over here. All these different things. And I was like, holy crap, is this what a normal mind does? Is this the way I should have been working all this time? And I literally picked up the phone and I called my dad. And he's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, I seriously hope you're happy, because thanks to you, I probably could have found the cure for cancer. Like, I seriously hope you're happy. And he's like, what? I was like, how could you just let them say that stuff about, like, me when I was younger? And he's like, Jess, like, that's what Catholic schools did back then. Like, they just, like, that, they didn't know. Like, it wasn't a thing. And they I hate to say it, but that, and I, no, like, no disrespect, like, obviously not you, like, this is more of a thing to Catholic schools. No, they just labeled us as a bad kid. Like, that's just how I was labeled, a bad kid.
I forgot that you went to Catholic school.
Yeah, 13 years, thing, girl.
That whole, I did for 9, but that whole thing with your teachers reminded, like, that makes a lot more sense, because I was too belittled by teachers at the Catholic school. And yep. I remember, like, the feeling, oh, God. When I left Catholic school, I vowed I will never make my kids go to Catholic school ever.
Right. And that's also why you were probably the best teacher ever. That's probably why, because you knew how it felt.
And I literally, when I went to public school, it was 9th grade, and I literally, like, this will bring me to tears.
Don't cry. No crying.
I know. I'm not going to.
Oh, I turned that off. Sorry.
But when I was in, oh God, I can't, like, how am I 48 years old and something that happened to me 34 years ago still
will bring you to tears.
Gives me this feeling.
When because it's I something that to, affected you seriously.
When I went, it's like going through Catholic school, you are nothing. Like, you are a piece of crap and nothing you do is good enough. Nothing. I went to public school in 9th grade, and for the first time in my entire life, and I will never forget the day, I will never forget where I was, everybody was getting their, like, grades checked. Like, we were all like, oh, what is our grades? Like, what's going to go on our report card? We're so scared. And I went up to the teacher, and I was like, can I see my grade? And she looked at me, and she goes, why do you want to see your grade, Sarah? You're an A student. Never in my life did a teacher ever say something positive to me. Never. Not, you're a good student. You're the, like, I was told, in, I will never forget this either, in 7th grade, I was pulled into the, out in the hall because I got a bad grade on a test. Not my report card, but a test. One test. Got a bad grade. I got a D, okay? Not even, I didn't fail it, but I still got a D. Pulled out of class into the hallway and told that you can no longer be on this team. It was Quiz Bowl. You cannot, our school would not be proud to have you as part, literally the word, I was told this. We would not be proud to have you on our team. And so instead of kicking you off the team, I'm going to make you the permanent alternate. So you won't ever get to participate. Because I got a D on a test.
That's terrible.
Not on my report card, because that's, I didn't. Awful. I had all A's and B's. But because I got a bad grade on a test. And I literally, like, oh, I cannot, like, to this day ever forgive that teacher. I cannot to this day, like, forget it and forget the feeling. Like, so, obviously, as a teacher myself, those are the things that I remember. Like, I cannot imagine being the person to say something so horrible to a kid.
Yeah.
And so for you to have grown up like that, they didn't know. They really didn't. They, like, ADHD, I don't know.
Right. Right.
ADHD, I don't think was a thing.
I don't think it was
when
either.
We were kids.
Right.
Even when we were in high school, it was just, boys were boys, and a lot of this happened with boys. And so, you being a girl, it was just off So you were labeled a bad kid, which is horrible. Yep. But that's we're Gen X. We have lived through it all, right?
Right.
So
right.
That's the way it was. But now it makes sense why you were treated like that by teachers. Because at first I was like, I need to.
Well, here, okay. So, like, I'm going to tell you, too, like, why I have no love loss and why Brandon would never go to a Catholic school. And, like, here's ADHD deviation, guys, because it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast for me. Oh, and where you are, too. My pill has long worn off because that's just the way it works. Like, it's been worn off probably since about 2:30 because I'm back on Adderall, which we'll get to. So know that it's already worn off. But I told you, we may have talked about this on the podcast. I don't know if we have. If not, it's something that we'll have to touch base on again in the future. But, like, the worst bullying I ever had in my life was in grade school. And it was because I was a very heavy child. And they would, the boys were absolutely terrible to me. So were some of the girls. They would sing the I Don't Want Her, You Can Have Her, She's Too Fat For Me polka every single day. It was where every single chance they could make fun of me throughout the entire day, they would in front of the teachers, and the teachers would never, ever say anything and never, ever stop it. So honest to God, I don't care about Catholic schools. Brandon would never go to a Catholic school. I don't care if they were giving it to us for free. I would never, ever send him to one because those teachers never got involved. I literally hated my life growing up. I begged every day to never go back to school.
Same. Every year, same. I hated it. Please send me to the public school.
I didn't want to go anywhere. I was scared to death because I thought, well, gosh, surely this is a Catholic school and the classes are so much tinier than what I hear my friends say, like my friends that live near me at home. I was scared to death to even go to a public school. But it was like now learning because, you know, I see how public schools work because I was like a mom outside looking in and hearing how well accepted Brandon was being a child on the spectrum. I would have taken public school 10 times over Catholic school. And I'm sorry that my parents wasted the money that they did. I wish they could get it back.
Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So totally, that was a total deviation. And you know what? Yeah. I hate to say this, but hopefully there's not going to be people that are going to come at me in the comments. But if you do, or on our thing, guys, please bring it positively. If you have something to say that maybe we missed, but that's my
experience.
Yes. I'm not saying it's everybody's experience. I'm saying it's my experience.
I will say Aaron went to Catholic school and they had like 7 kids in their class. Like he went to Catholic school and he absolutely loved it. And
right.
That their family had a good experience with it. It was different. And I wish mine was different, but it wasn't. It was awful. And I, too, was bullied. I had a boy put gum in my hair. And I was gaslighted and ridiculed because he put gum in my hair. I got in trouble for it. Are you free? Like, looking back, I'm like, ugh. And that is why today I am, when someone is a bully and they don't get called out for it or like, I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. And that's why I feel the same way.
Because you shouldn't get away with bullying.
Correct. It's not the way of the world. And you shouldn't get further in life because of it.
Exactly.
Especially if it's, you know how bad it can hurt people. And there's people out there that do it. And there's people out there that are going to listen to this. And you know what? Shame on you is what I'm going to say, if that's the way you are. But I digress. We'll save that for another. Hopefully people will write in and we'll see. We'll make it another episode. But I'll go back to where I was. But anyway, the whole point of it was, you know, it took a long time, trial and error with different medicines. Like I ranked out of Adderall. I was on it was the extended release and then a rapid release, which that helped a little bit, but I was forgetting to take the rapid release because if the extended release already wore off, what do you think I'm going to remember to do? I'm not going to remember to take a second pill.
Right. But if you have your timer set.
Yeah. And, you know, there was that too.
I
had said to my doctor, isn't there just something that's easier? And she said, well, there's, you know, this other medicine, there's this stuff called Vyvanse that people have had a lot of success with and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, let's try it. And honestly, that was the best. It was just a matter of with Vyvanse that if you were on the wrong dose, gosh, you have like, oh my goodness, I was having the worst nightmares. The one side effect is like the worst nightmares. Like it was to the point where I didn't sleep for like 3 or 4 days. I was terrified to go to sleep. And she said to me, I don't know. I know this because I looked it up the other day to see if it was, in fact, a countrywide shortage of Vyvanse.
Okay.
And it is. I can't remember who it is right now off the top of my head.
It's not Pfizer, is it?
No, I don't believe it to be Pfizer. It's
something else. Oh, it
yeah,
could
I don't
Eli
remember.
Lilly. It could be, I don't know.
I don't remember. But it's, I remember saying, like, oh my God. And then I went back, like I was telling my doctor, cause we were doing follow-ups like every week. She was following up with me and she's like, how you doing? I was like, I'm tired. You know, I'm just not sleeping well. And she's like, why are you not sleeping well? And I said, well, I don't know. I'm just having these really weird nightmares. And she's like, didn't I tell you to tell me all of your side effects? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, that's a side effect. I'm like, oh, how was I supposed to know? She's like, I told you to tell me everything. So apparently a side effect of Vyvanse is horrible nightmares. So, like true to life nightmares, like things that could truly happen in real life, everyday life. So
weird.
Needless to say, I was on Vyvanse. I am on Vyvanse. I was on Vyvanse for like, over a year. And then just recently the dosage that I'm on, it was the end of June. It went to, where it's on shortage. So when I went to get it filled last week, no pharmacy near me has it. So I had to go back to my doctor and back and forth and back and forth to get something else. And so I'm back on Adderall, but only the extended release. So no rapid release. So I am SOL on anything in the afternoon.
So it's made by Takeda. Takeda Pharmaceutical. But it also says, and this is important because it says they're bracing to lose their patent, which they do. Like pharmaceuticals always have a timed patent, and that's the time. So when a company spends $1 billion to invent a drug that works, they have a certain amount of time that that drug is theirs and no one can copy it.
Okay.
When that patent is gone, and that's for them to make their money back.
Right.
When that patent is gone, they can start making generics of it.
Okay, that's why I couldn't find a generic of it.
And so it said, I just saw the article, they're bracing for their patent loss, but this was a 2022 article, so I'm like, when are they going to lose it? And I don't know when they're going to lose their patent or if they already have, but it also takes a lot of time for other companies to make the generic. Like they have to figure it out, you know, and then they have to do research and testing to make sure it works the right way. So, it says Adderall and Vyvanse, both of them are supply shortage.
Yeah.
They can't make enough. And so you would think that they would be like doubling down and like trying to expand.
Correct.
To make enough. And I'm like, I would think that's a problem to have, that supply and demand. And I know that, so I live about 10 minutes from Pfizer's world, not world headquarters, but world, I guess, manufacturing. It's where all the drugs are made.
Oh, wow. Like everything?
Yeah. Yes. So yeah, so it's like, and they are for the, so since 2020, they have built multiple new buildings, and they're finishing up a brand new building again this year. Like they're still, I drove by and watched them. They're putting the brick on and stuff. It's huge. And it is like 10 minutes from my house. And so I was like, I know they're expanding. And it's their global manufacturing is what it's called.
Wow.
And so I'm just like, God, they need massive, huge buildings to manufacture these little bitty pills.
I know,
or
teeny tiny.
Whatever. Like, this place is massive. It's absolutely huge. But I was wondering if it was that company, because I know that they're expanding their they're manufacturing.
But yeah, I know it's and it's not, like Vyvanse and Adderall. That is not the only. And you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to chalk this up to. It's also my sister-in-law was just telling me. We were having this conversation yesterday. She stopped by. My sweet sister-in-law that just got married on Monday. I know, so cute. It's not Ozempic. It's something else. My brother-in-law is a diabetic. Is it Wegovy?
It's not Wegovy is not the diabetic.
Not Wegovy. I feel like it begins with a T. But it's Ozempic. Is it Ozempic? Okay, maybe it is that one.
There's multiple.
Yeah, there's one that he takes, and so he can't get it because it's a shortage right now.
Triglutamide, or like, that's the generic.
Okay, maybe it's that one.
That's the generic of it.
I thought it was one that began with a T, maybe. But, yeah, it's on shortage. And I'm going to tell you, want to know why I feel like all of these things are on a shortage? Thanks a lot, TikTok. Mm-hmm. Because TikTok is diagnosing people, mm-hmm. and TikTok is blasting all of this craziness.
So,
like, people that actually need this stuff, we can't get it.
Ozempic is, Trulicity?
Trulicity. That's mm-hmm. it.
So, Trulicity, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, like, they're all pretty much the same mm-hmm. thing. They do, like, the same thing. And they're, like, really, really, really good drugs for right. a lot of different reasons.
Right.
But they just can't manufacture. And I know that they've been, like, on short. It's just.
Right. I know. It's a shame. Like, I just worry for him because I know he is a diabetic. He needs it. Like. That's a scary situation. Mm-hmm. And, like, for me, like, I can tell you, I literally feel like I dealt with withdrawals. Like, I feel like it was a literal withdrawal situation. And because at this moment in time, I can't have coffee for other reasons. So, like, no coffee, no Adderall, like, no Vyvanse.
Oh.
Everything. It's like I literally... I've just been so out of it for like the last few days. I'm like, I have no idea how anything happened in my house.
Every time I talk to you, I can tell. It's really funny. And I'm like, I'll hang up the phone and be like, I don't know if she's going to remember even talking to me.
I remember.
I know. But it's just, you can tell. You're mm-hmm. so
distracted.
Distractible.
Yes.
Distractible.
It's getting better. The last, since. I'm going to say today, because yesterday I took it and I didn't feel very much. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because I was so out of it.
Is it like
today
the top
it felt a little
dose,
better.
Like, is it the top? Like, I don't know. Is it your highest dose that you took?
I don't think it was. I don't think it is. Of Adderall? Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I already know for a fact. I was on the max dose, but I don't remember mm-hmm. them being brown of Adderall. And I had the extended and the rapid release.
So it might be a generic of Adderall.
Yes, it is a generic. I know it is because
they can be different colors.
It is a generic of it. It's something salt. Is the generic version of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, great. And I was like, brown? What the heck is this pill? Like, I don't remember this. Like, it's a gel cap kind pill, but it's brown and white. And I'm like, I don't remember this. But mm-hmm. the extended release or the rapid release was a smaller pill. And it was only like, maybe 10 milligrams, because obviously you don't want like a full freaking dose at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right,
like I just need enough to get me through mm-hmm. to finish my day, mm-hmm. which could be, you know how we work. Might be 7, 8 o'clock at night that we're still officially working.
I know.
So yeah. So there's our life or there's my life.
That would be a good day to stop work at 7 o'clock sometimes.
Yeah, I know. And like how many nights we're still working at 11 o'clock?
I know. I'm like, tonight's going to be a night. It's going to be that. I get it. Oh.
Yeah. So that's what I've been dealing
crazy.
With.
So crazy. I know. And it's just so frustrating because mm-hmm. you have like zero control.
Right. I can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like, especially now knowing myself, I am a different person when I am medicated. I really am a different person. Mm-hmm. Like, my patience level, because I don't have so much sitting up here, like, saying, like, just don't forget this, just don't forget that, just don't forget this.
Yep.
So my patience level is so much better. My stress level, which we were just talking about, like,
uh-huh.
I'm not putting what you said out, but I'm just saying, like, for me, mm-hmm. like, I my stomach, oh, it's like, like,
yeah, like it, like, knots and just
hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to live my life like that anymore. No. Like, I don't want to do that.
I just, before we started, I was telling you, for everybody who's listening.
Right. I wasn't going to say it. That's up to you if you want to say it.
I said, well, before we started, I was like, I feel I have so much to do. So number one, I'm like, in 3 days, I'm literally going to be at Jessica's house and I cannot wait.
I can't wait.
What comes at the end of the prep time for going to visit or going on a vacation or whatever is so intense.
I know.
Because you have so much to do before you leave because you don't want to do anything when you're there.
Right, of course.
And Aaron's like, congratulations. Again, you're traveling at the end of the month and the beginning of the month.
All the time.
And I'm like, but at least I'm going to be with Jessica where we can do end of month, beginning of month.
Correct, because I understand end of month, beginning of month.
We literally can, you know, do, yeah, whatever.
We could get our first of the month meeting done, end of the month.
Exactly. I'm not going to be on my own. So I knew that would be okay, but I have to, like, schedule videos, make sure everything is covered, everything's turned on, whatever.
Right.
Well, and I still have to function here at home. I still have to make sure everybody gets to where they're going. I have to make sure that I hit all my appointments. And this week has been really busy for my appointments. Needed to get my nails done.
Let me see them. Know. Oh, I like them.
They look what they're like. They're like a very, very white.
They look
white,
baby. Yeah. Or a baby pink.
Yes. They're like a whitish pink color.
I like them.
Thank you. They'll make me look tan. That's why.
Yeah. They really do.
I try to do summer, like, things that make me look tan.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's another third friend who's going to be with us and she's going to be like.
Very tan.
Put me to shame.
I was gonna say, I was super excited because I actually really do look, this is tan for me, and I was super pumped about it, and then I see you and I'm like, well, I'm not excited about it anymore.
Danielle's not tan like me, so you'll,
okay, good,
you'll
have, hi, Danielle, yay.
Yay Danielle. So it's stressing me out, and I get down here and I see the message from Jessica, I'm ready when you are, !! !! And I'm like, I literally, like, I have so many things to do and so many things on my mind. My body feels like I have, I don't know, like jumping beans inside of me. Like there's like little balls bouncing around inside me. Like I can't even like stop and like think or write down a list or like I can't do anything. I'm literally just like going
panic.
Nuts.
Yeah,
like my whole body.
It's anxiety. That's ADHD.
And I say that, and I say it jokingly because I've never been diagnosed or anything. And then Jessica's like, so how's your stomach? And I'm like, well, like 10 minutes ago, I thought I was gonna have to like take a little break and go to the bathroom. And I go, but I made it go away. She goes, wait, you made it go away? And I was like, well, yeah, I just told myself, you don't have time for that right now, and I feel fine now. And she goes, how do you do that? I go, I don't know. It's the same way I tell myself, I don't have to go to the bathroom. I don't have to go pee. Just keep going. Like, you can go pee later.
I'm like, go away, pee. It doesn't work for
me. She's like, it doesn't work for me. I go, well, it won't work. As soon as I stand up and start walking, then my body's going to be like, she's on the way to the bathroom. Here we come. And I'll be like, ah, I got to run.
Hurry up. I'm button as I'm running.
Yeah. But no, I, my whole body, and I still feel it. I still feel like my brain is saying you're missing something. You're forgetting something. Not everything is right. You have so much to do. Blah, blah, blah.
Guess what? Calm the hell down, because I have everything that you need here. So if you need to do something, you can do it here.
You say
it's fine.
That, okay, you say that, but I'm so like,
yeah, but you, listen, you the last I'm time like, you came, we had plans to go to New York. We had plans to go down the shore for a few days. Literally, we don't have to go. I was like, oh, if you want to go to the beach, my friends from here were like, oh, we can go. Let us know and we'll take a day off. We don't have to do it.
So true. But, like, you're, like, I love, so, like, we're in this little group chat about going for the week, and She's like, listen, you don't need to pack anything. I have everything. I have this, I have that, I have this.
Right.
And I'm like, you do understand I am such a control freak.
I know.
That I like have my, like I, it's when you say that,
it
doesn't make me feel better. It makes me feel like I still have to bring myself. Like it doesn't, you know what I mean?
However,
I will fall back on that knowing that whatever
like that's what
I
it
forget,
should make you feel good
whatever
about.
I need, I know she'll have it. It's going to be fine. She has all the good water bottles and the ice. It's
Hello?
All fine. I know. I'm like, I'm going to bring this because we're driving.
Ooh, except you do know that our Opal broke. So guys, don't invest in a GE Opal. I actually have the ice machine that you guys have in your camper. I have two of them. The Aldi one, our GE Opal, you know what happened? And GE, yeah, GE, I'm calling you out on this. GE will not honor anything. They said that our warranty was out, so we could send them $250, as well as send the machine back, pay for it to be sent to them, and send them a prepaid label to send the machine back if they can fix it. No, thank you.
How long have you had it?
I got it, what, 6 months longer than you did?
I don't know.
But when it broke, it was not even 2 years. And this was right before July.
I got mine in our old house.
Yeah.
And it was like Mother's Day.
Was in like 2021.
So it was 2022.
Yeah, end of July 2021.
So I got two gifts when I was in the old house. One was my Nespresso machine. Mm-hmm. The other one was the ice maker. I don't remember which one I got first and which one I got second.
I got the Nespresso machine after.
Either Mother's Day or my birthday.
Okay.
You got the Nespresso after, then I probably got it after. I probably got the ice maker first.
You did.
Which would have been May. So I've had it for a year and a few months.
Well, guess what? They won't honor it. Their warranty is 1 year. Yep.
1 year.
I was
okay,
so angry. So, yeah, so you already lost. You're already done. We spent how much money on that machine? And it's a piece of junk. And I do the monthly cleaning of it. I've spent so much money on the cleaning stuff. I've spent so much time, the 18-hour overnight cleaning with the sponge and the vinegar and all of that stuff.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you use tap water in it?
Never once, because we have hard water.
So do
water.
We. Water. Never. And
I've only
water.
Used filter. Yes. Filtered water.
Oh, you use filtered. So I have never used filtered because it has the same contaminants that you can have in your other drinking water. I only use distilled water.
Okay, no,
and
we didn't use distilled.
And I'm praying, because it's the same for my coffee maker. I only use distilled water because we read that it's the only water that's guaranteed to not have contaminants that will, you know, whatever. So
you know,
I'm
going to be honest. I feel like with the coffee, I feel like, you know what? I'm already feeding caffeine into my body. And all types of other stuff. So really, what does it matter with
that? No. It's not for my ingestion. It's for the tubes in the machine.
Oh,
it's
right.
The,
yes.
It's the upkeep of the machine. It has
I
nothing
got
to
you.
Do with my... Shoot. Yeah. Shoot. No. I drink alcohol. No.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it's not... I'm not...
I'm like, for my coffee, I really don't care. But you do the machine maintenance. Do you do the machine maintenance for your Nespresso? Like, I do it before I even get to the point, because the first time I did it, literally, I was fiending so bad for coffee, and it stopped on me in the morning, and it took an hour for me to go through all the dumb prompts. So now I don't even let it hit that part.
Do you want to know what happens to me?
What happens?
I go through, and I just, it makes me want to swear. I go through all of the dang prompts. I do everything, but I'm so dang ADD and distractible that I will, like, start reading something or do something or look away, and all of a sudden it timed out, and I have to start the dang thing all freaking over. No, all over again. And I'll do that, like, 3 times. You think it takes you an hour? By the time I'm done and I have it and I've caught, or I hit the wrong, I just, it literally, like, I,
How does your head not, like, I wouldn't be able to even.
Because I can't wait. I cannot look at, I can't stare at something and wait. I can't do it.
See, if, and I like, think because I need
loading,
it.
And something is loading on the screen, I'd be like, what can I do while I'm waiting for it to load? I can't, my body can't wait for things. My mind can't wait for, I have the hardest time standing in a line just waiting. I have to be multitasking. I can't even watch a damn TV show without doing something else. So trying to clean the dang
the coffee machine, yeah.
And you're just like waiting and waiting and waiting, and you
especially
like
that
going.
Last part where you have to fill it all the way up. Oh, it's the worst.
I cannot tell you how many times I have like missed the prompt and it like.
Oh, Sarah.
I know.
Oh my
and then
God.
You have to go back and start all over.
And because I need the coffee so bad, I literally am hawking that thing. Like, come on. Hurry up. It can only be. And I'm like 45 seconds. So I'm counting the time in my head. I'm like, all right, 30 more seconds. Okay. So like I make a game out of it. And that's how I make the time go by.
Oh,
everything is a game. Everything is a game in my head.
I mean.
I'm a child. Remember?
I do that too. But that's my mom's influence. She made everything a game as we were kids.
I like your mom.
So yeah, she's pretty good. She's pretty cool. Yeah, but. And I think that's like an ADHD thing. Like, you can't wait. I can't wait. Like,
right.
I can't. I just told Easton the other day, who the child himself is on ADHD medication, and I go, you need to work on being a good waiter. I go, we need to work on getting more patience.
Pot, kettle.
100%. We get to the waiting. He's doing some tutoring this summer, and we get to the waiting room where he has to sit. And he's like, he puts his hand out to me and he's like, phone, please. And I go, no, honey, you need to become a better waiter. Like, you need to, no, he needs, when we were kids, we were forced to do things with our brains, not our phones.
But you didn't have a phone when you were a kid.
Exactly. So I need
to
teach
him. It's a different world.
No, I need to teach him. To be able to look around the room. I'm like, do you want a book to read? There's a whole basket of books. He's like, no.
What if he was like, Mom, I want my Kindle app on the phone and I'll read my book on my Kindle?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, maybe. Then. Well,
no,
then.
But I'm just like, no. I'm like, do you want to play a game? And he looks at me like.
I would play a game. Okay, so there you would have me. I'd be like, okay, yeah, let's play a game.
I know lots of little brain games. Like,
I love brain games.
I know. Me too.
I love them.
I do too.
And they're good for our brains. They make us have more wrinkles, which will hopefully save us from having like dementia and stuff.
I know.
Like, I'm scared to death of that. I love brain games for that reason. I don't want to I don't want to go through that. I've seen like how like things that happen with like family members and stuff, and I don't want to go through that.
Same. Yep. Same.
Not at
same,
all.
Same. Same.
So sad.
It is. It is. That's a question. This is a question. Would you rather have your mind go before your body, or your body go before your mind?
My body go before my mind.
Really?
100.
So you'd rather like be sitting in a wheelchair in a nursing home or something, can't, like somebody else has to bathe you, but at least you can.
Yeah, because I don't want my family to come and visit me and I have no idea who they are. Yeah, I want to remember my memories. Yeah.
I don't know.
So I take it you're the opposite.
I can't make a decision.
Okay, let me ask you this first. Do I know what age I'm living to?
Mm-mm, no.
Like, if I was going to be, like, 104 and outlive all my family, then take my brain.
Here's my perspective. I hate not being independent, like, physically. If I hurt myself, I hate that. And when your brain goes, you don't know what's going on anyway. So what does it matter? You, like, I'm like, you just are oblivious to certain things. And so, like, who cares if they're going to give me a bath? Come have at it. I don't know.
I know. I don't know.
I don't have, like, I brought it up in jest, but I know it's a serious thing, but it's.
Yeah,
it's,
no, but I agree. Yes.
We've been through it with, like you said, family members and my grandma and. Yeah, but I don't know.
Let me say it this way. If if it was just me left, like if God forbid, oh God forbid, there was no little Bran and no big Bran, take my brain. I don't care then.
It doesn't care.
I don't care.
Whatever.
If it was that both of them were left, no, I don't care. Let me and Big Bran both be pushed around in a wheelchair in a home.
Okay.
You push us both around.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Push us both to the same corner, and we'll both look out the same window all day long.
I know. I hope it just doesn't come to that. I've always kind of thought about that question. I don't know why. I heard that question once, and I was like, oh, that's going to stick with me.
Yeah, because it's a scary one. Like, I don't want it to get to that. I want to be independent and go where I'm like, I don't know. I want to be like 95 and independent and just go in my sleep.
Right. That's the
peaceful,
best.
With a smile on my face.
Peaceful. Yes. When it's your time and it's not early.
Yes. Correct. Yes. That's 95 seems like a good age.
Sounds like a great age. As long as everything's working.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let me still be doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yep, 95, cool.
95. Woo! My grandma was 95.
I just feel like that's, like, a good age to live to. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I would have seen enough by then.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't get things done, then shame on me. If I didn't get things done by then I have nobody to blame but myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, we're sitting here talking about it, and we're, like, in our 40s. And I'm like, God, if we're going to blink and it's going to be like 20
I know.
Now.
It's 50 years. Mm-hmm. It's 50 years. That
so,
makes me feel
so
better when I say that.
So we're midlife.
We're midlife. Why did you have to say that? I was feeling good about knowing. Like,
I know.
It's 50 years. It's
like,
half a century, right? Isn't that what a century is? 100 years. So 50 years. Half a century. That's good.
We're not there yet.
I know.
We're still in our prime.
I know. We didn't even hit our prime yet, technically.
Really?
I thought 50 is prime.
Female was 40s.
Oh.
Not, we were in our prime in our 40s. I don't know. Has the prime changed?
I don't know.
They say 50 is the new 30.
I'm down with that. 50 can be the new 30.
Too.
I am so down with 50 being the new 30.
Yeah, I don't need to go through my 30s again.
Yeah,
30s. Or my 20s.
30 sucked. The 30s, the end 30s were okay. The beginning 40s were great. But then after 42, no. Take it back. Like, I'm going to say from 39 to 42 was awesome. That's about it, though. That's about it. I don't really care about anything else. Take it all back.
Take it all back. I would only do it again if I could know now.
What you knew then?
If I could take all my knowledge with me back.
Okay.
Because
I like
then
that.
I would know, like, what to care about and what not to care about.
You know? I like that thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I could go back. Shoot, I could run the world if I knew.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Agreed.
I'll be totally different person.
Most definitely.
Chugging my water, so clearly when we're done here, I'm going to...
I already thought that. Like, I've got to pee so
to.
Bad.
Yeah.
And I literally went over and looked, and I'm like, how long have we been talking?
Yeah. And sipping on our water, drinking our water.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, I just can't believe that in 3 days you're going to be here. Like, do you know what time you're leaving yet?
I was like, what time? So we found out that it's a 10-hour drive.
We knew.
No,
I could have told you that already.
With no stops. So it's basically like we're driving to Minnesota.
Okay.
So pretty much it's going to probably be an 11-hour drive.
Okay.
So unless there's any slowdowns or whatever, construction, you know. And so Ryan's like, well, I just want to get there and like have as much time as we want. And I'm like,
yay!
I know. And I'm like, I don't want to like be Aaron and wake up at like early. So I'm like, what if we leave at 6 a.m. and
okay.
then we get there at like 5-ish? He's like, maybe
that's
and
awesome.
I'm like, it's probably 5. Like, we'll probably get there at dinner time.
Yes. And then okay. Do you want to go to dinner or do you want us to order dinner that night? What should we do? Would you be so tired from driving you wouldn't want to go anywhere?
It would probably be better to order in.
Yes.
Because.
And then the boys, they could sit in the hot tub. And, yes.
Yeah. Relax. Okay. And just relax.
Yes. That would be fun. I'm excited for because little Bran didn't get to meet Ryan.
No, he didn't come to.
Disney.
The little right. stinker.
School, you know.
Yeah.
Freaking school. I'm glad. I'm excited. All right, so good. 5 o'clock. Okay, good. Then I will. Mm-hmm. We'll take this offline, but I want to just find out what the boys like and I know what you like, but I don't know anything about Danielle. So you have to fill me in a little bit. I'll have obviously we'll talk more. You'll share your time frame with me because I'll have food here for when you guys get here because I'm sure you'll be starving. Yeah. And obviously, we have the BART, so there's plenty of alcohol.
Of course.
And it is so stocked because of the graduation party. People did not drink as much as I thought they would.
Oh, yeah.
I'm overstocked.
I'm overstocked, too, because I don't ever drink anymore.
You'll be drinking a lot next week.
Yeah.
a ton.
So, okay. All right. So, as we're, thinking, all right. So, next week, we're going to have an awesome guest or two with us.
That's going to be so good. I can't wait.
I know. And then, I want to bring this up because I want to get our listeners up to date on things that we potentially are going to be talking about in 2 weeks. And the first one is,
yes,
I need to know, Jessica, did you watch Natalia Grace, The Curious Case of Natalia Grace? If you
no, I have to finish watching it. I will do it. I will hang up and go and watch it. Yes.
Everybody else. You guys have to watch that because we are going to discuss because it is a real life mystery and it has not been proven, solved. Yeah. You don't know. And I have very.
I remember reading. I read it. So I already am familiar about it, but I want to see how they did the show. I'm very fill people in on when it's on. Tell them you do. So you brought this up. So you tell them.
So. This is a story of a girl.
No. Don't tell them what it is. Netflix. No. Netflix, Hulu, stuff like that.
Oh, what it's on. What it's on. Okay.
Yes, because it's not Netflix or Hulu, if I remember right.
It's not Netflix or Hulu. This is on Discovery Plus. Max, HBO Max, or Discovery Plus. I believe someone else said that they found it on Amazon
Prime, maybe.
I can't remember, but we watched it on Max because we have Max, HBO Max.
Right.
So Discovery Plus, I think, or HBO Max. And it is documentary, docuseries. There are multiple episodes. You got to watch them all. And I guarantee whatever you think at the beginning, that your mind might change at the end.
Yes.
One way or the other.
And
no matter what. And I think I have some really, really strong opinions because I'm an educator and I've had experiences and I.
Don't say anymore. Let people, we're going to discuss this. Yes. I think, so you have that one for your true crime one. And I want to discuss, because we did discuss this case years ago, I believe. We talked about this, but since obviously the big, huge hiatus and everything else.
I think I know what you're going to say.
And because if you, you knew my feeling on this before. So Discovery Plus again, did the Casey Anthony. They did a three-part series, I guess you could call it, about her and Kaylee. And the trial and where her life is now and her, pretty much her talking about it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I remember getting it.
And her legal
and
team.
And sitting down. Yes. And her legal team. And holy crap. I remember sitting down saying, I can't believe they're giving this wench a platform to talk on. And let me tell you, anything that maybe you thought, if you were on the same side I was on, I want to know if your opinion changed after watching this, because holy cow.
Jessica and I watched this together.
Yes.
Where were we?
It was at Leadership. Okay. Me, you, Tanya, Mandy, and I think Strunky. The five of us watched it.
We watched this, and
I made you guys watch it, remember? Like, I'm obsessed with this case.
Yeah.
Obsessed with it. So, those are the two.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. And it's the most recent. What's it called? Hold on. I got to remember what it's called, because there's the older one of the Casey Anthony on. Hold on. Let me just pull it up on my computer. For Casey Anthony on Discovery Plus. Let me find out the right name for you guys to look at it. Hold on.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. It's running together in my brain because I watch both of them so many times. Casey Anthony.
I'm not good with names.
Where the Truth Lies, it's called. Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies. It's three episodes. It was from 2022. It is on Discovery Plus. God, yeah, just watch it, guys. But we're going to next. Yeah, we got to do Curious Case of Natalia Grace. Discovery Plus. I think it's just called Max now. I don't think it's called HBO Max, because I remember just looking for it.
It's just called Max, I think. It's just called Max, but it is HBO. It's the HBO.
It was
Max.
HBO, yes.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that after next week's episode, because next week's episode is going to be whatever.
I said it'll be in 2 weeks, but yeah.
Yes. So you got two to 3 weeks to catch up on both of these. So we're going to start talking about these, because, gosh, I'm dying to talk about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I cannot wait. I want to hear everything.
I know.
And after we get done this, I'm going to watch this.
Finish watching that. If you have opinions that you want to share, clearly you can.
Of course.
Message us. You can call us. Leave a message at 269-297-0080. You can email us at twowildandcraftygirls@gmail.com. Or if you're not in our hangout group on Facebook, you could join our group, go to our page, follow us, join our group, and you can message us in there too. You can, whatever.
Yeah.
Lots of ways to give us your 2 cents.
2 cents.
2 cents.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for Sunday. God, I'm not going to be able to sleep. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so much fun. And then, because I want to know what time we got to get the boys off, because I'll go with you, so that way we can.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Do I need to? Yeah, we'll talk.
We'll talk offline. That's fine.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yay, guys. All right. Yes. So, awesome. Thanks for hanging with us.
Yay.
And we'll see you next time.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said live, but I don't think it's going to be live.
I don't think we could do live. We can't.
We can't do live podcast, but we could do live in our group.
We could do live in the group. We just can't do live podcast.
Right. All right.
Right. But we want people to listen to the
podcast.
We need you to listen to the podcast. You're going to
be listening on Podbean, hopefully.
Correct. Yes. Listen to us on Podbean. Find us
there. Follow us. All right, you guys. Awesome. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.